This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. And remember, 1 hour finale, it's Newsmax TV time. Just for another 3 weeks, by the way, big move that I can officially announce today. Big move, moving. My Newsmax TV show will now be starting on Tuesday, February 25th. We will move to 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock West Coast time. I think a big move. Instead of having to choose between Wayne Root and Tucker Carlson, so many of my fans were always telling me they take both shows, they watch one, and they watch another one later. Now you can watch Tucker and Wayne Root. Moving to 10 o'clock, I'll be up against Laura Ingraham. I think that's a big move. I think it'll be a big win for Wayne Allen Root, a big win for Newsmax TV. And also, of course, that means I'm out at 7 o'clock. 10 o'clock East means 7 o'clock West, which is a much better time zone for all my friends on the West Coast of the United States, because, of course, so many of you are driving at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can now listen to me at 5 o'clock on USA Radio and on KBET in Las Vegas, and then you could just tune to your TV at 10 o'clock at night and watch Wayne Root and get me both ways, baby. So 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, moving times at Newsmax TV. A big new announcement going to be made in the next few days. All kinds of lineup changes at Newsmax TV, and they've recommitted to Wayne Allen Root as their big show on the network, so I'm very proud of that, and we're moving to that new time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast time. Now you can listen to me 3 hours a day on the radio and still watch me at night on Newsmax TV. I think it's big news, and I'm very proud to announce it. And, of course, if you're in Vegas, you get me on Cox Cable now, Channel 96. So Channel 96 at 7 o'clock every night on Cox Cable in the Las Vegas area. Anywhere else you're listening to my voice, you might have me on Cox Cable. You might have me on Comcast Xfinity. We're on almost every cable system in the United States. You might get me on DirecTV, Dish TV. So on all of those, just look for me at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock West Coast time. I think a great time slot, a better time slot. Got 10 o'clock. Is prime time, even on the East Coast, and 7 o'clock becomes prime time on the West Coast. Trump expanding his base of black, Hispanic, suburban voters, 51% approval, according to Zogby. I started to talk about that as we went out to break at the end of hour number one. Now it's hour number two. Trump is at a high approval rating at or slightly above 50% for the third straight poll at Zogby. He's rebounded with women, suburban voters, suburban women, independents. He now has 51% approval. He is beating or tied with every Democrat, according to Zogby, except losing slightly to Mayor Mike Bloomberg, which I find funny. Because they only like Bloomberg because they haven't met him yet. As soon as they meet him, they're not going to like him very much. Zogby's survey included an oversampling of Hispanic and black voters to get a good gauge of support for the president, especially in head-to-head matchups with Democrats. And what he found was a resurgence of support among independents, suburbanites, suburban women, and an expansion beyond his 2016 support among black and Hispanic voters, all of which could be critical in the 2020 election. Now, in the suburbs, for example, Trump is beating Bernie Sanders in a head-to-head matchup. As has been the case for a few months, Trump's numbers have steadily climbed among suburban voters. He beat Sanders 49-41. And among suburban women, Trump leads 50-37. In the suburbs, the impeachment reaction has helped Trump. With black voters overall, 22% support Trump, significant jump from the 8% he won in 2016. And with Hispanic voters, Trump's average is 36%, also up big from the 28% he won in 2016. He added that among Hispanic voters who feel good about the economy, support for Trump is even better. Trump does not have strong minority support, but many Hispanics say their personal finances are better off compared to 4 years ago. And among those likely voters, Trump is polling very close or ahead of his Democrat rivals. So good news for President Trump. Other good news for President Trump, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia signals he may vote to acquit Trump, but he calls for Trump's censure instead of impeachment, which I think is a joke, too. Censure for what? Did you ever try and censure Obama for a conversation with a world leader that you had no right to make public in the first place? You think you're the moderate one, Joe Manchin? You're a moron. Manchin said on Monday will not disclose how he'll be voting. However, he said removing the president would add to the toxicity of the political climate. He called for Trump to be censured instead. Manchin said he's struggling with how to vote. Manchin spread lies about Trump's phone call to Ukrainian President Zelensky. The Democrat senator from West Virginia claimed President Trump asked Ukraine for a favor before it could receive military aid from the U.S. But that was a lie made up by Adam Schiff to smear Trump. Ukraine received the military aid 3 weeks early, and they did absolutely nothing in return in order to receive the aid. So I'm not a fan of Joe Manchin, but at least he's more reasonable than the crazy people of the Democrat Party. So now let's get to the Bernie Sanders story, because that's a huge story. Then when we get back from the break, I'll get to the China story, which is another huge story that you all need to keep track of. But Democrats are losing their minds over Bernie Sanders' win, possible win, in Iowa. And it's not a possible win. It's starting to look like it's a certain win. So as the Iowa caucus has arrived, Democrats are passing. And John Kerry is fearful Bernie will take the whole Democratic Party down with him. Because he's a communist. See, but this, what no one's telling you is they're all the same as him. He's the only one that admits it. He's the only honest communist. They're all the same thing. They're all corrupt. They're all commies. They're all socialists. They're all Marxists. Obama was absolutely everything Bernie is. But he didn't act that way. They all understand if you act that way and you admit what you are, then people absolutely freak out and lose their minds, right? And so they can't believe Bernie's willing to say the word out loud, I'm a socialist. John Kerry tweeted the F word and reportedly said Bernie Sanders will take the whole Democratic Party down. On Sunday, for the first time in 76 years, the Des Moines Register failed to release the results of its Democrat presidential poll before the Iowa caucuses, and it's suspected the reason for this is because Bernie Sanders is leading, right? Of course! The minute I heard they weren't releasing their poll, they said there were all kinds of terrible, you know, mistakes and factors involved, and, you know, they didn't want to even release it because there's a chance it could be misleading. Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet it showed Bernie winning big. Late yesterday, it was reported former presidential hopeful John Kerry is not happy about Bernie being the lead. Kerry, who was involved in the Ukraine scandals as much as the Bidens, freaked out in a tweet using the F word. He then deleted the tweet and replaced it. Kerry was reportedly heard freaking out in a hotel in Des Moines. Former Secretary of State John Kerry overheard in a hotel restaurant Sunday morning warning of a very real possibility of Bernie Sanders taking down the Democratic Party, taking it down whole, according to an NBC News report that sent shockwaves through an already fractured liberal constituency, bracing for a potentially historic Sanders win in Monday's pivotal Iowa caucuses. Kerry in the Renaissance Savory Hotel in Des Moines on the eve of the caucus vote also reportedly remarked that maybe I'm effing deluding myself here, but that he could conceivably launch a run for president now that donors have the reality of Bernie surging in the polls. Kerry and Biden both know that another 4 years of President Trump increases the probability that their crimes during the Obama years in the Ukraine, China, and who knows where else see sunlight. They're freaking because they know Bernie can't win the national election. I'm sure that's what it's all about. Kerry knows Trump will take him down. He had to delete the F-bomb on his tweet. Can you imagine? And here's how bad it is. Biden's allies are crestfallen as expectations in Iowa are lowered. It's not going to be great. Allies of former VP Joe Biden have lowered their expectations for Iowa Monday night, with some campaign aides expressing apprehension about how things will go. Biden's aides and allies said they were hoping to place in the top three. But even if they fall short, the campaign's built for the long haul. They're not even sure they're going to be in the top three. I told you, he's in fourth place in Iowa. Biden said in an interview with NBC, my gut tells me things are going to go well. The latest poll shows Biden trailing Bernie Sanders by 7 points, 28-21, and Mayor Pete in third with 15. On Monday, Biden was asked during a surprise stop at a Des Moines field office if his campaign could survive if he doesn't win in Iowa, to which he replied, while apparently being led around by the arm, that it will survive all the way through this whole thing. Earlier Monday, he told Savannah Guthrie on NBC, I'm the only one with broad support. However, a poll by CBS News and YouGov revealed Biden and Sanders are tied nationally at 25%. And according to The Hill, if other Democrats' candidates exceed expectations in Iowa, it could set Biden up for a serious uphill battle. If Amy or Pete does better than expected and is getting a ton of buzz going into New Hampshire, that's really bad for Biden, said one Democrat. The longer there are more moderate candidates fighting over table scraps while Bernie gains strength, the more narrow the path gets for Biden going forward. I mean, he's in so much trouble. He's hanging by a thread. Hanging by a thread. I told you. His support is a mile wide and an inch thick. Mile wide and an inch thick. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you about China. Confirms 2,350 new coronavirus cases. The death toll climbs to 425. 426 if we count one death abroad. Two more cases reported in Germany. Hong Kong closes more land borders with the Chinese mainland. And the president of China, President Xi, threatens to punish local authorities if they fail to contain the virus. Can you imagine what kind of country this is? In China, if more people get sick, they'll off with your head. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. 1-800-636. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and say 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, in case you missed the big announcement, I want to mention it again. My show on February 25th. Tuesday, February 25th. My national TV show, not this radio show. Nothing's changing with this radio show, but on Tuesday, February 25th, my TV show moving to 10 o'clock Eastern. That's 9 o'clock Central. That's 7 p.m. West, because I'm so popular in Vegas and the Southwest and the West Coast. So well known out here, they thought it'd be a much better time zone for me out here to be at 7 o'clock at night and therefore move it a little later on the East Coast and the Central zones. But great primetime slot on the West Coast, 7 o'clock now. So when you're home from your work drive home, your afternoon drive, you can catch me on TV now, 7 o'clock on Newsmax TV, which is on Channel 96 Cox Cable, and Comcast and DirecTV and Dish TV, all over the place. Pretty much everywhere in this country now you get me. But it's around the West Coast, 7 o'clock, East Coast, 10 p.m. New time roll for the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. I want to mention my sponsor, Real Water. You've heard me talk about Real Water for a long time now. Clean, smooth taste, how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. And what's so special is there is real science behind why it is so good. It is infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. It's all the rage now. You see, all those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners a very special deal, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon.com. Search for real water. It's a blue rectangular bottle that says real water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, all caps, no space. The number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyn Root, all caps. Number 10, WAR, no space. You'll receive a 10% discount. Real water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water. It's so hot that Amazon now delivers it right to your door. Thank you, real water, for a great deal. All right. I told you I'd talk about China, because it's time to get to China. The average American wants to talk about Trump and the Super Bowl and Bernie Sanders and Iowa, all of that. And I get that. It's not as exciting and as sexy to talk about a country thousands of miles away, but this could affect the world economy and the United States economy, and certainly it is affecting China's economy, which is going down like the Hindenburg. China confirms 2,350 new coronavirus cases. Death toll climbs to 425, but that's just what they're telling you. You know, according to Chinese health authorities, 2,345 new confirmed cases Monday, another 64 died, including 48 in Wuhan alone. That's what they're admitting. All kinds of people are putting out videos from China saying that people are being taken straight from the hospital dead, lined up, stacked up in buses, taken to get cremated. Because the Chinese government doesn't want you to know what the heck's going on. Hubei province is now reporting 13,522 cases of coronavirus infection. 50,000 are under observation. 46 reported dead overnight, bringing the death toll to 425. That's an 18% rise in deaths overnight. Another terrifying video shows a man collapsing in a virus-induced fit. And meanwhile, President Xi is cracking the whip at a meeting of the Politburo Standing Committee. Remember, they're communists. President Xi said local cadres would be punished severely if they fail to heed Beijing's orders to stop the virus from spreading. Like a politician could stop a virus from spreading. Only a dumb communist would think something like that, right? Punishments of local officials have already started. More than 400 have been penalized. Meanwhile, the party has acknowledged it shouldn't have arrested a group of doctors for allegedly spreading disinformation because they were trying to warn the world of the outbreak. Wow. Believe me, nothing is under control. Nothing at all. Scary stuff. And there's a chart here that shows coronavirus versus the U.S. seasonal flu versus SARS versus MERS versus Ebola versus H1N1. And basically, nothing's under control. It's some scary stuff. Hong Kong closing nearly all the border crossings with China. Chinese using HIV drug to combat coronavirus. And the creator of U.S. Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is a biological warfare weapon. I'm not saying it's true. Wayne Root's not endorsing that. I just like to let you hear all the ideas, and you decide for yourselves. More when we get back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A 1,000-bed hospital built in just 10 days to handle the coronavirus epidemic opened its doors to its first patients in Wuhan, China. The hospital was built specifically to handle patients infected with the coronavirus that has left more than 360 dead. Construction began January 24th with a crew of 7,000 people working around the clock. A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and an Iranian pilot shows authorities immediately knew that a missile had downed a Ukrainian jetliner, killing all 176 people aboard, despite denials by the Islamic Republic. Ukraine's President Zelensky acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by Ukrainian television. In Tehran, the head of the Iranian investigation team acknowledged the recording was legitimate and said it was immediately handed over to Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milbrook's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milbrook Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Shh. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. As I just announced moments ago, you can catch me on Newsmax TV right now every night at 8 o'clock. But soon we're moving to 10 o'clock East Coast time, 7 p.m. West Coast time. Much better than the West Coast and still prime time on the East Coast. So a big, positive move in the right direction up against Laura Ingraham instead of Tucker Carlson. So many of you said that you always have to tape one of us and watch the other. And Tucker is very good, I will admit that. So Newsmax responded and said, let's move Wayne Root to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Take advantage of a better time slot on the West Coast, especially in Vegas. And so you catch me every night at 7 o'clock here on the West Coast. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those of you who listen to the show all the time know that I rave about these guys. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's better, in my opinion. It's Christian health sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. So I've saved $72,000 in 4 years. They've been great to me. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You will be given the VIP red carpet treatment. All right, we've got a VIP guest, Megan Barth. Her website is ReaganBabe.com, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, impeachment, the Iowa caucus, and the Super Bowl. Megan Barth, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you, Wayne.
So what did you think of the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday? I can imagine you were not a big fan of it.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't. I was by myself. I'm traveling. I'm out in New York, and I was sitting by myself watching it, and I looked at the lady to my left, and I said, did J-Lo just expose her big, bare butt for all of us to see?
She
and
did.
And she said, yeah, that's kind of what she does. But then I just kept watching her and Shakira, and I thought, how is this empowering? How is on a stripper pole shaking every half-naked part of your body empowering to women? And I've always asked myself, when I see these Hollywood leftists who are screaming about Me Too and the empowerment of women, and yet they complain about being objectified by men, and all I saw was objectification going on. I mean, the men loved it. The men absolutely loved it in the crowd. But I myself was thinking, God, if I had young children at home, I would definitely turn the channel. And I long for the days of Prince. I thought Prince was probably one of the best halftime shows I've ever seen. He stuck to the music. He entertained. He didn't have to get half naked. And he used his talents instead of his body to entertain the crowd, unlike these two women.
He used his talent instead of his tail? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, they're very good. Yeah, you got it.
They were pretty naked, and they were shaking it like on the best stripper poles last night. And as a guy, I kind of enjoyed that. I didn't have the same problem you did, but I did not enjoy the halftime show because, in my opinion, I had a different reason I didn't like it. It was too Hispanic, and I don't have anything against Hispanics. Just it was in Spanish. This is America. It looked to me like I tuned in to a Latin language television station. It's America, and they're singing songs in Spanish. And the whole thing looked like one of those stations that I go right by because they're not speaking English. What country did they think we were in?
Well, bienvenidos a Miami, right?
Yeah.
So they definitely wanted to bring in the diversity and the multiculturalism, so there were definitely overtones of their political persuasion. And then, of course, you have whatever rapper that was with Shakira screaming about or rapping about La Raza, which is a racist organization. It means
he said something about La Raza when he was rapping?
Yeah. Yes.
And I didn't even notice. I found out after the fact. I didn't even notice. I was kind of looking at my emails and looking at my texts and looking up at the show. And somebody said that J-Lo brought out her daughter with a bunch of little kids inside cages to represent her hatred for Trump. I didn't even know that. Didn't even notice that they were in kind of metaphorical cages. Did you notice that one?
I didn't notice that right away. It was pointed out when I tuned into the Daily Mail this morning, and I didn't realize those political overtones, but I did see J-Lo's flag, which on the outside was the American flag, and when she opened it, it was the Puerto Rican flag, which, okay, I understand that it's not the, you know, the 57th state, as Barack Obama would say, but and thank God we aren't adopting Puerto Rico into our republic, or else we'd have to incur all of their socialist debt that they've incurred over the years.
Correct.
I just thought it was a little bit too political, a little too naked, and less entertaining. I just want to be entertained.
Well, it's all part of what's happening to America. You know, you're hated because you're white now. Do you know what the cover story was of the Wall Street Journal today? Fascinating. It was about the entire University of California college system, you know, higher university system, is making a decision in the next 2 weeks. They're leaning to eliminating SATs as a requirement to get in because their goal isn't smarter students. They said it. Their goal is diversity. And white people score higher on SATs than minorities. Therefore, they don't think minorities can get in the high percentages they want. Therefore, they're going to eliminate SAT. And now they're going to base you getting in no longer on grades or scores, but on community service. Folks, this is going to be because you walk among the homeless. You give free food to the homeless. You serve food at homeless banks. That's why you get into college in the university system of California. Because if you're white, you're not wanted anymore. This is a sickness, man. This is a mental illness. These people are disturbed. There's something wrong with them. If you can't get high SAT scores, it isn't because you're black. It's because you should have studied more. That's all it comes down to. Maybe you should ask people to study and then see if they can compete with the white people. You know, I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. I love black people. I have nothing against them. I want them all to go to higher education. But you can't take my position, my kid's slot, because you go to a community service. You walk the streets and help the poor. That's more important than your SAT scores. Most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that sounds kind of like the opposite of Harvard, actually. If you'll recall that there were a bunch of Asian students that sued Harvard because actually Asians do score high on ACTs and SAT tests, higher than average Americans or average students of color or even white students. And so they actually sued Harvard because they were filing reverse discrimination, where the Harvard was afraid they were becoming too Asian. So in order to fill their diversity quotients, they were letting in others with lower scores.
Well, so that's not the opposite of Harvard. That's the same as Harvard. I mean, in other words, Harvard was saying...
If UCLA is going to eliminate SAT scores, well, then why study? What about the Asian students that actually...
Right.
Are performing very well on these.
Megan, this is the screw. Megan, this is to screw over Asians and whites. No question about it. So it's not the opposite. It's the same thing. They want to screw over all the smart people who score well on tests. They think are non-minorities, even though, by the way, Asians are a minority. I know, but they mean Hispanics and blacks. They can't get in at the same rate as whites because their scores aren't high enough, and it must be because they're poor. It must be because they don't have the same advantages, must be because we're privileged, and they're going to try and keep us out, but they're keeping out Asians. Asians should be outraged about this, because Asians score so much higher than whites or blacks or Hispanics. They're trying to say that doesn't matter anymore. It's your community service that matters. That's insane.
Well, and what they're really trying to do is this is just the indoctrination of the social justice warriors. When you enter kindergarten and when you're going through, intermediate school and high school, and instead of learning the economic principles of free markets and capitalism, instead you'll be taught basically how to become a community organizer.
Right.
And this is what we're seeing time and time again, is they want these students to be little social justice activists from cradle to grave. They want the students to enter, basically nonprofits or work for the government instead of become entrepreneurs that are going to manufacture or create the next widget or invention. They're building basically their little, what I would call, they're social justice warriors in order to carry the banner of the left and produce more leftists. The effort, I have always not been a huge fan of college. I don't think college is for everybody, especially after we nationalized and the government took over student loans. In college, it's changed much since I've gone 30 years ago. And what they are producing is just a bunch of activists and community organizers instead of entrepreneurs and inventors.
Right. No, agreed. But having said that, I still think the way to get into college is to prove you're smarter than the next guy. That's how it is. It shouldn't matter what color your skin is. But I got to tell you something. This is liberals always go a step further. In other words, when Wainwright said, okay, I'll go with gay marriage, they said, oh, now it's got to be about transgender bathrooms. And beyond transgender bathrooms, it's transgenders playing on women's ball fields. And it's transgenders being allowed men who think they're women into women's prisons and into women's homeless shelters. Same thing here. They're going a step further. I used to argue with affirmative action. You're taking the spot of a more qualified kid. But I actually learned to live with affirmative action. Now they got to go a mile longer. They got to go forget affirmative action. We want every space to be someone who's a community organizer, and how smart you are should have nothing to do with getting into college. It is just disgusting. Megan, you want to hang through the break? We got so much more to talk about. Iowa caucus impeachment, Bernie Sanders leading, the Democrats melting down because Bernie Sanders is leading, Hillary melting down, John Kerry melting down, Obama will soon be melting down, Bernie Sanders will bring down the whole Democrat Party who says it, John Kerry, and I agree. I hope Bernie's the nominee. I'm praying for it. I'm fighting for it. Go out and vote for Bernie. All of you within a shot of my voice, switch over to the Democrat Party and vote for Bernie and then come back to the GOP for the general election. Wayne Allyn Root, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the show is sponsored by Maid's House sponsor, Root for the Wall Pack. And the website is rootwall.com. If Congress will fund Trump's wall, we will. It's my pack. And I founded it because 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money for Trump's wall. We're going to need to because Congress won't give him any money. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. And then, of course, the necessary disclaimer according to FEC rules. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. All right, we're back with Megan Barth. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Bernie because the Democrats are melting down because Bernie is about to win in Iowa. It's very clear. Everybody's now admitting that. And he's got a 15-point lead in New Hampshire. The Democrats are going to commit Harry Caray suicide, right?
Yeah, I think so. And the thing is, he's not a Democrat. He's a registered independent. We know he's a socialist. Donald Trump calls him a communist. I agree. And this is the way of the Democrat Party. They have been fighting to keep Bernie off of the ballot. They rigged the election in 2016. They rigged these superdelegates in the primaries to make sure that Bernie Sanders was not on the ballot in order to protect Hillary. And I think they're going to do something like this again. With Michael Bloomberg now, who's buying his way onto the stage of the debates, the caucuses, I think that they're looking elsewhere. They know that Joe Biden's time is up. He can't remember where he is half the time, especially with all of the quid pro quo and Hunter mess that he's got himself into. He's a tarnished candidate, and he's not filling rooms. He's not filling stadiums. Bernie Sanders has a movement, and it's a very young movement. It's the movement that wants free everything. They want their government-funded college debt now eliminated. I thought, for some reason, you know, Wayne, the Democrats always tell us that bigger government is better. It makes things cheaper. It makes things free. Well, not in the case of student debt. And so now the students are just going to give more money to the government and expand government and then wonder why really nothing is free. They're not old enough to understand the economics, nor have they been taught Hayek. They've been taught social justice and intersectional gender studies. But when the real world bites them in the butt, when they get out of school, they'll understand exactly what true economics means, how much money of your paycheck is taken, and how much you spend and give it to the black hole of government. But right now, Bernie Sanders has momentum. He has this movement. He's had it since 2016. But I don't think that he'll be able to win the national. I think as long as the Trump economy keeps, you know, humming along, we keep seeing at Trump rallies, these huge rallies, you know, on average, when you look across the average of all rallies, a quarter of them are Democrats at his rallies. And many of the people at his rallies didn't vote or voted for or didn't vote in their lives or voted for Trump for the first time. And so, you know, this is the trajectory of this country. Are Democrats leaving the Democrat Party? Because the Democrat Party has become the party of socialists and communists and Marxists and anti-Semites.
There you go. There you go. And by the way, I think, you know, I personally think Bernie will lead, you know, to disaster, just as I agree with John Kerry. He's going to take down the whole Democratic Party. But I had Hogan Gidley on in hour number one, who's the deputy, what do they call it, deputy speaker? What's the right word? Deputy White House Press Secretary
mm-hmm.
for President Trump, number two spokesman for President Trump. And Hogan said, well, you know, and I know he's paid to say things like this. He can't say, oh, yeah, we're going to win in a landslide. You don't want to do that. But he said, you know, everybody thought that's what happened if Republicans nominated Trump. Democrats thought it would be a landslide. So be careful what you wish for. You never know. Is the country ready for socialism, a communist candidate? I don't think so, but, you know, maybe it is. It's kind of scary. I mean, I think we'll win by a landslide, but if we're wrong, there goes America, man.
Right, and we always say, you know, I was saying 2016 is the most important election in our lifetime, and it was. This election, of course, is really
even
the
more.
Difference. I was saying this back in 2016, that it's the typical fight. It's between socialism and capitalism, socialism and free markets. Socialism and freedom is really what the fight is between. It is the fabric of our country which is being tested, and tested very strongly from the radical left. You know, the interesting thing is, though, Wayne, you know, I watch the radical left. That's what I do, and I've been watching them, and they were behind Julian Castro. They're behind Elizabeth Warren. They were behind Kamala Harris. Everybody but Bernie. And I'm still watching them, and they still aren't endorsing Bernie. You know, one of our most radical senators here, state senators in Nevada, Ivana Kinsella, radical union community organizer, leftist, is behind Biden.
So the
Democrat Party is very splintered, and not just bifurcated, many different directions. So to see them try to unite behind Bernie, an independent socialist candidate, is something that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. No, listen, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, I think Bernie's voters may sit on their hands like a lot of them did in 16, and that's what will help to elect Trump. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how they would heal this rift. I don't think you can, and I don't think there's another candidate out there. John Kerry was musing out loud about getting in the race late. Like, John Kerry's the savior of the Democrat Party. Hillary thinks she's the savior. Very funny. These are all people recycle losers from past elections. Next thing you know, we're talking about Al Gore. Hey, we got to run. Megan, we got to run. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Thank you for coming on. God bless.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.